Okay, so I'm going to make a little bit of a push. So I'm going to go a little quicker to try to finish our simcha today. The shiur was started as an ilui neshama for Chaim Elazar ben Shemshinariya. It should also be a schus for an ilui neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. And it should be a schus for Fuhr Shleim of Chaim Lev ben Menorachon and Chaim Aleyev ben Menorachon and a schus for Eretz Yisrael. So he's going to end off basically by talking about a couple of different areas where simcha is appropriate, as well as an area where simcha is not appropriate. So he says like this: there's another purpose with simcha, another benefit. There's a famous story that there were two people who got olam haba simply because of happiness. Why? When they saw someone who was depressed, so these guys were like clowns. They were like the who's the guy during the mezik and whatever it's called. After the chasana, what's the guy called? Tzvi? The Batchin, right? The Batchin. So they were Batchanim. They saw two people fighting. Right? So they would do Batchanus until they got along. So too by Halacha, Maschilim. So when you start a shiur, you should start with a joke. That's why we start with Batlanus. For those of you listening to the recording, now you know what you're missing. You're missing the milei d'chusa that we have before every shir. So why? Because it opens your heart. You laugh a little bit, and you become more receptive. Ach loy simchas nevala v'simchas havala. You should not be rejoicing over meaningless, worthless things. Ella devrei hamitzvah samasamcha zalev k'tichsev pikudi Hashem yishar misam kelev chol zeh b'simchas mitzvah. So a person should rejoice over the simcha mitzvah. You get joy out of doing a mitzvah. When a person is suffering, he should also rejoice. Yisurin are very chaviv, meaning people who undergo yisurin are chaviv to Hashem. Whoever is happy despite the yisurin that he's enduring, maybe Yeshua Olam brings salvation to the world. V'yargil piv loymar, and you should train yourself to say gamzula taifa. Oi kol mada avid rachmana l'tav avid, which is also another way of saying everything is for the best. Ki yesh kama rois asher soifan taifas. There are many things that have initially appeared to be negative and turned out to be not just positive, but an immense positive. Chein darshu rabbeseinu al-mikra zeh oid cha Hashem ki anafta bi yoshev abchus nachameini. So I thank Hashem ki anafta bi yoshev abchus nachameini, that when his anger is turned away, it comforts me. Marshal b'shnei b'nei Adam shalchol avar b'sfina. So it's a marshal of two people who went on a boat. Ve'echad yashav lei kotz b'ragloi achshlo yachol elich b'sfina. So one guy, what did he do? One guy had a thorn stuck in his foot so that he couldn't get on the boat. V'chaveiroi nichnas b'sfina lavar. So his friend went on the boat. His chazel akalas yoimai. So this guy started to curse his situation. So right, you have one guy who broke his leg, he couldn't take the boat, and he's cursing for days that he couldn't take the boat. And then finally he hears after a few days that the boat sank. Oh, his chel he's gonna praise Hashem. So right, so there's a story, I doubt it's true, but there's a story told that it was a guy who missed his flight and he was very, very upset. He went to the Rav and he was complaining to the Rav. So the Rav said, imagine that you found out that the plane crashed. So the guy said, I would be super happy. So the Rav criticized him. So never 300 people have to die just so you should be happy. I doubt it's a true story. But the lesson is true is that the way we look at it is it's all about perspective. The same exact thing. But because we don't see the benefit outright, so then it causes us to be ticked off. And that shouldn't be the way we approach it. Therefore, when a person is struck with Yisurim or any type of mishap, he should be happy. This was the conduct of Nachmish Gamzu, that you don't know what good might end up coming out of it. There's another beneficial good, l'smayach chasam. Not to make them laugh by saying inappropriate things. That simcha not only is it not positive, but it's actually going to anger Hashem. You shouldn't have the men and the women laughing together. That leads to lightheadedness, to inappropriate behavior. Even at a time of a funeral and mourning, the men and the women should be separate. Certainly, when you're rejoicing, you should go with modesty with your God. You should celebrate on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Purim. It represents all the Nisim that Hashem did for us. He should rejoice when he recalls the chesed that Hashem did, the gadol toivasav im Eisei Ritzayinai, and the immense good that Hashem does to people who follow his will. And that's why he says we honor Shabbos and Yom Tov by wearing nice clothing, and we drink wine to gladden the heart, because we want to celebrate all of the Yeshuas that Hashem brought to us. But you should be careful, again, not to have worthless simcha. And you should rejoice in the love that you have, the relationship you have with Hashem. That we should be happy that Hashem gave us a day with which to celebrate with Him. We should also, during those days, think about the peace, the future of Olam Haba, Sheritachlis, which is the purpose. And he says that during these times, meaning on Yom Tovim, when you're enjoying pleasure, you should be mindful of the ultimate pleasure, the greatest pleasure, and to desire that, not to desire. So you're sitting in Yom Tov and you're eating a great steak and you're drinking great wine. You shouldn't just focus on the pleasure of this world, but you should say, wow, if this is how great it is in this world, imagine how awesome it's going to be in the next world. We should rejoice when we see Rishayim being punished. So when you see the head of Hezbollah or another guy in Hamas or another guy in the IRGC killed, we should rejoice. And we should think, if people who go against Hashem, this is how he does it, how much more so is the reward going to be for those who fulfill his will? Regarding this, David said, "Nasata simcha, believe you put joy in my heart." Meis deganim b'tiroisham rabu. Mashal zedaim le'melech shazim in archem is a mashal to a king who invites guests. Ukishegiu lechatzar melech, when they come to the king's courtyard, rosh aklavim eichem avazim etarnegalim. They see that the dogs of the king are eating these very very fancy foods. So if this meaning the guests get very excited, wow! If this is what they're serving at the kids' table, could you imagine what they're serving for the adult? If this is how the dogs eat, not that I'm comparing the kids to the dogs, although sometimes that might be appropriate, but rather the point is, if this is how the lower level people are eating, how great it'll be. Again, just a little bit more, I'm trying to finish up. It's also to rejoice over worthless good that's in this world. Someone who recognizes the truth of this world and the reality of it will not rejoice in its pleasures. Now, this obviously you need a lot of guidance of what this means, because Hashem, one of the questions that they're going to ask you after 120 years, Hashem is going to say, did you enjoy, did you go out and look at the Nisim and the flaws that I created? Meaning, did you look at Mount Everest, and did you look at the Grand Canyon, right? All the creation. So obviously there is supposed to be, you are supposed to go to Niagara Falls and look at it and be amazed and in awe of the greatness of Hashem. So what does it mean you shouldn't be besimcha over things in this world? So again, you have to talk to the Rav to understand exactly what this means. It probably means a little bit you should feel good, but not excess to an excessive point. A person should not rejoice over something that's good for him, but is bad for others. Meaning, don't be happy when something good happens for you, but by definition, it means that it's bad for other people. So, for example, let's say you sell a product, and your competition has a fire and his inventory is burned down. That means that your, by definition, your stuff is more valuable. Don't be happy, because Nebuch It came about because something bad happened to someone else. He says, and this is the example he gives. I didn't even see this, but this is the example he gives. He says, "You have a guy who has grain. You shouldn't be happy if there's a famine and it becomes very scarce." Right? Don't be happy over the fact that the rest of the world is suffering. Shouldn't rejoice over the death of people. Even if he sees that other people. Even if even if there's going to be a Yerusha or some benefit to him. So if Dover, the bottom line is like Yismach with the color Shemada Bishvil and also don't be happy over other the bad things that happen to other people, if even if it benefits you. The Yargil as Liboy Sameach Kishyesh Lachem. And he should train himself to be happy when others are happy. Meaning you should be happy for other people. Which is such a hard thing, but it's so important. We become jealous. Pesach just happened. How many people sat at home and said, "Oh, this guy went to this location, this guy went to that location," and that's not the. We should be happy that someone else, Baruch Hashem, can afford to go away and go away, and we're happy too. Whatever our chelek is. And the happiest you should be is when you see that people are following the Ratzon Hashem. Two more paragraphs. Don't be full of. Because now the joy is going to be mixed with sobriety, he says. Because the day that Rebbe laughed, punishment came to the world. Right? So this is something that if you pay attention to the Gemara, you always see that Rebbe Yirmiyah asks the questions, the weird out-of-the-box questions, to the point. Where one time he asked the question, they threw him out of the Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says, why did he do it? Because he was trying to get Reb Zera to laugh. Reb Zera was super serious and intense, and Reb Yirmiyah was trying b'chodesh to get him to laugh. So he would ask him these funny questions, but he never got Reb Zera to laugh. Why? Because Reb Zera felt that it was the wrong thing. Let's just end off. So when should a person rejoice? When the Shechina comes back. To Eretz Yisrael, she simcha gedolah k'dichsiv oz yimolis chayk pinul shonei demina oz yamu bagayim migdal Hashem la'asayis in eglah. Okay, so with this, we complete our brief but very enjoyable, very knowledgeable, very inspiring travel through the Archos Tzaddikim.